Imagine celebrating your mom's milestone birthday. You want to create the memories of a lifetime that you and your family can all enjoy and reminisce about years from now. Can you see it? Now, imagine celebrating this special event on board one of the fun ships at sea, the Carnival Freedom, during spring break. I made a podcast about it. Like to hear it? Here it goes. Roll it. Hello and welcome to Cruise Therapy. This podcast is dedicated to the world of cruising as a remedy to improve your mental well-being and lose those cruise blues one cruise ship at a time. Hi, my name is G Free and I am your cruise therapist with your dose of vitamin C, ocean and river cruises. We're about to drop anchor on episode 5, so crank up the volume on your listening device as we sail across the airwaves for a little bit of cruise therapy. Today joining our call is Morgan Black. Crewmates, please join me in welcoming aboard Morgan Black.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you join me on the call. Again, welcome aboard. Morgan and her family recently returned from a 4-night cruise on board the Carnival Freedom, porting out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. Cape Canaveral is 45 minutes outside of Orlando, Florida. She's here to talk ship and tell us about her voyage on the Carnival Freedom. Crewmates, if you haven't done so already, grab a glass of your favorite drink and get ready to sit back and relax. And we'll be right back after this featured video created by Carnival Cruise Line.
In the morning, in the evening, ain't we got fun? Life is funny, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The food is great, dear, it's sure to fulfill. We'll stay up late, dear, let's not miss a thrill. Sunny weather, all together, we've got the fun.
Hello, crewmates. Before we embark into this episode, if you're feeling the cruise vibe, give us a like. Got friends who live for the Lido deck? Share the love. Have a cruise story, tip, or just want to say ahoy? Drop anchor in the comments below. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're all aboard with our cruise vibe, hit that subscribe button and ring the bell so you'll never miss the next sail away. So welcome back, crewmates. Again, thanks, Morgan, for taking time out of your morning to have a conversation about the Carnival Freedom. So how was it?
It was so great. I did not want to leave. This was my second cruise, but it was my first cruise as an adult. And when I tell you, this has been my first week back home and I'm just like, I want to be back on the boat.
It's like that, because once you get home, there's nobody cleaning up your room, nobody bringing you your dinner over to you.
So yeah, right. I can certainly understand.
So, but before we get on the ship, I know you guys, stayed at a hotel. Mm-hmm. How was that hotel? Cause I like for my listeners to kind of, you know, get ideas of hotels. So, you stayed at a Holiday Inn or a Hilton?
It was a Hyatt place.
Okay.
And it was the one in Titusville, so kind of close to the Kennedy Space Center.
Okay.
It was nice. The people were very, you know, respectful and helpful. Their theme was the Kennedy Space Center, so they had like a little astronaut suit in the lobby. They did have free breakfast, which we really enjoyed, before, you know, packing up and getting ready to head out. It was about 25 minutes away from the port, which we were a little worried about, because since it was a Monday, we were worried about traffic, because right. It was about 8:30 in the morning. So we were like, oh, like, are we going to be, you know, in traffic for people going to work, but there was no traffic. So it was a pretty straight shot from the hotel to the port. And yeah, there were no delays. The hotel was great. It was clean. We didn't really have any issues with our stay at all.
Oh, great. So I guess you would recommend that as a pre-cruise or post-cruise place to stay.
Yes, I would. I feel like it was, I guess, like a good distance away. I will say that my sister did stay about 3 minutes away from the port. However, when we went to go pick them up, we had to wait on the drawbridge. I feel like it was kind of, you know, like about the same amount of time going from our hotel straight to the port versus going over the drawbridge, waiting for it to close, and then getting them and then going back. So, but it was pretty smooth.
Okay, good. So you got everybody in the car, you're going over to the ship. So, and then you get on the ship. What is your first impression when you first walk on?
So when we first, walked on, like once we got through security and everything, the first thing that we decided to do was the muster station. And I will say it was a little different from when the first time I went, you know, we had to go through the whole presentation and everything, but this time they just kind of like scanned and checked you in.
Okay.
They gave my daughter a wristband. So like that way, if she's away from us, if she's at the kids club, they know what muster station she belongs to as well as her room number. So they were just like, oh, you know, we've checked you in. We gave her wristband. But there will be safety videos that you will watch in your room. So it wasn't like it took up too much time. I'm glad that we, you know, went ahead and did it, because if you don't do it, they will call you out. So it was literally like just a blip in, you know, our day. So we're glad that we did that first. But everyone was friendly as you were coming on board. You know, if you needed help finding your muster station, they did help you to do that. Or if you wanted to go straight to get lunch, they were sending people up to the Lido deck as well.
Okay. Yeah, actually, the way that they're doing the monster drills now, that started with COVID.
Gotcha.
You know, so to kind of keep people social distance, because as you remember, since it's been a while since you were cruising, they kept you out with those lifeboat vests and you kind of bunched up with everybody out in the hot sun about to pass out.
before you can, you know, before the fun could truly begin. So, but yeah, that I do like that they do it now so much quicker. As you're getting on the ship, what are you thinking about the decor and, you know, overall look? Did it create that excitement for everyone?
It did. So I do know that the Freedom is considered to be an older ship. Mm-hmm. So you best believe that I was on TikTok, I was on YouTube. So it did look like the pictures and the videos, and it still created like a sense of excitement, because it feels like you're like stepping into like a different world.
Right. You
know? So I do, I did appreciate like the decor, like that kind of oldie look, but like the whole thing kind of reminds you of like a Vegas casino, if that
makes
sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And
Now, you guys, y'all were on board to celebrate your mom's milestone birthday, and I know that y'all had some activities planned. How was the specialty dining? Because you were eating over in the steakhouse. How did that work out for you guys?
Yeah, so I liked that, first of all, they're like really good at like communicating stuff. So it's like, you know, you have that little kind of, I call it a mailbox outside your room.
Right.
So when we first got on board, along with our, you know, key cards and everything, when our room was ready, they also had a reminder, you know, letting us know what time and day our specialty dining was. And then they also called me the day of, like earlier in the morning, like, hey, you know, just wanted to make sure that you guys were still on point with coming today. So I did appreciate the reminders, even though it was prepaid for it, I wasn't going to forget it.
Right.
But I do like that, you know, they make sure, like, hey, like, this is something that you paid for, you know, please don't forget that, you know, it'll be at this day at this time.
Oh, excellent.
So, they were very, you know, good about letting us know about being on time. But they were able to, because I was, of course, the first one there, they were able to go ahead and seat me, even though everyone was kind of arriving, like, between, like, 1 and 2 minute intervals, like, after me.
Okay.
So we were all pretty much there within, like, a 5 to 7 minute time frame. But I do like that we were able to go ahead and sit down. The service introduced themselves of who would be taking care of us. They let us know that, you know, they will take everyone's order when everyone was there, you know, to make it a smooth process. So it was really good. The food was really good. They were very good about, like, answering our questions about the menu. And you were able to get a appetizer, an entree, a dessert. And they even came around with these, like, literally, they were like tiny, tiny burgers. They called them Krabby Patties,
oh,
which my daughter enjoyed. They ended up giving her like 2 extra.
Krabby Patties?
Yes, like literally like you could fit them in between your thumb and your pointer finger.
Oh, that is small.
I'm going to send you a picture of it. It was
so okay.
Cute.
Okay.
How was the taste, the overall taste of the food?
The food was good. I will say that I have to, like, keep in mind that when you're on a place where there's different people, that, like, they can't over-season food, you know, because yeah, they have to think about people who have high blood pressure, diabetes, like, all of that stuff. So, of course, there may be, like, in some instances where you're like, okay, like, I need a little bit more salt and pepper on this, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right. But
when you think about how technically healthy we should eat, it was perfect.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't too much salt. It wasn't too much sugar. Like, even with the dessert, it was pretty good. So, yeah, everything was good. And then we were able to use our drink package there as well.
Perfect.
So we ordered from the bar for those of us that did have the drink package. And they were nice enough to send out with our desserts, like whatever they ordered, they wrote happy birthday on the plates. And
okay,
then they put a little candle on there because even though we were celebrating my mom's birthday, there were about 4 other people who had birthdays in the month of April. So she wanted, she wanted them to be recognized. So she had them put happy birthday on their plates as well. And she passed out a little, she got them like their favorite candy and like a card.
Oh,
they were so nice. They came over, they sung happy birthday. And he was like, because there's so many people, we're just going to say happy birthday, everyone.
That was nice.
Yeah. So it was a good experience. We had a great time.
Good, good. And the birthday girl, she was pleased. The yes, reason for the trip.
Yes, that, she was.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, you mentioned your daughter. So I know you and I had a conversation before you left that she was concerned about monsters and sea monsters. Did she see any on the cruise?
No. No, and I was really surprised that I didn't, you know, see any dolphins or anything, but no, we didn't see anything at all. And, you know, maybe because we were pretty busy with her doing all of the activities that she wanted to do, that we weren't, you know, always looking out at the ocean. But when we were looking out, you know, I didn't see any wildlife at all. And to be honest with you, if I was them, I would stay far away from the boat as well. So.
Uh-huh. So she didn't see any monsters out there in the ocean. So that was good.
No four-headed sharks.
So how was, I know we also were talking about the kids club and getting her enrolled. How did she enjoy the kids program on board Carnival?
She liked it. So we didn't go on the first day, but basically because we were so busy like doing the pool and like day activities, she would almost pretty much go around like 8 p.m.
Okay.
After we've like done everything that she's wanted to do, and she liked it. They did like different activities on the different days. So it was like one of them, they were having like a bingo night and she won. She had a little trophy that they put on her little lanyard. And then they had like a, I want to say a dance party one night. So she liked it, but I think it was also just funny to see how, you know, we have a 9 p.m. bedtime at home.
Okay. Where
she never really adheres to.
However, but it's there. But you got it. You got it out there.
Right. However, I guess like being up, having breakfast, going straight to the pool, having lunch, doing an activity, like we would pick her up around 9:30, 9:45 because you had to get them by 10.
Okay.
And then from 10, I think 10 to 1 or 10 to 2 is when they do the hourly charge for the late night.
Okay.
But she was always ready to go to bed when we picked her up.
So she was exhausted. They had tired her. Yeah. It was the whole experience that tired her out.
Yes. Yes. So she was always ready to go to bed.
Oh, cool. Now, did she meet any friends on there? I mean, well, or make friends, rather.
She did. She, I mean, of course she, it was so funny because, so there was one friend that she made, she would always see on the boat. And, they gave each other nicknames and everything. Even when we were off the boat, she saw her. They were, you know, screaming and giggling. And then it was so funny that when we were getting off the boat, there was another friend that she had at the kids club. And they had like a, they kind of had like an inside joke. And me and the mom were just laughing about like their little inside joke. But I was, you know, happy that she was able to, even though she wasn't in there a lot, that she was able to, you know, make friends and
kind of connect with make, her age. Yeah.
Yeah. Make connections with, you know, people that were in there.
That is awesome. If only life could be like a cruise ship, I tell you.
Okay.
So, did y'all, well, I know you did an excursion. Y'all were talking about doing the ATVs when y'all went over to Grand Turks. And by the way, y'all went to, you left out of Port Canaveral and then I know Grand Turks. And where was the other island? Was that over at, in Nassau? Or what was the other island that y'all experienced?
So it was Bimini.
Bimini, that's right. Yes, yes. That's been a new island, that they've added on the past, I would say 2-3 years.
Yes.
So how was your experience in Bimini? And then we'll talk about the ATVs over in Grand Turk.
Yeah, so we were literally in Bimini by the next morning. Like, I don't know if he had the pedal to the metal, but I want to say that we were at that port at like 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so we were, you know, of course we got off this, we were allowed to get off the ship at 8. So on that one, we did the Resorts World.
Okay.
Pool and beach experience, and we did add on the lunch for that one. So we, when you get off the boat, they have like a little station at the top of, I guess, like the port dock, and it was really helpful because if you wanted to purchase, you know, something to do, you could do it right then and there, or if you had already purchased it, you know, they gave you a wristband so that they knew exactly what excursion you were supposed to be going to. And then on this one, they did have the free trams to take you to where you were supposed to go.
Okay.
So it was a good little ride, probably about maybe a 3 or 4 minute ride to, I guess, the other side of the resort where the pool was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. It was like you got off the tram. You walk through, they had little bars there. There was an adult's pool, and then there was a family pool. And then if you kept walking, there were chairs right on the beach. So okay. We were able to grab a chair, put our stuff down. We went in the ocean water. And then when my daughter was tired of that, we went to the pool, you know, just, and it was good that it was very close because we got to go back and forth. And they also had a DJ out there and they were playing like really good music.
Nice.
Which I've been to a Resorts World in Vegas. So for me, I was like, this is so on brand, but it was great. I like that they had, you know, a separate pool for the adults and then for people, you know, if you were a family. So at one point we were sitting in the pool chairs in the adult side, and then she wanted us to play Marco Polo with her. So we got out of there, went to the family side and played in the pool with her. So it was really nice. And because we did lunch, they did have kind of like a little food area with like tables and picnic tables and like a little shack, so we could order whatever food we wanted there that was included in our package. And then we sat down and ate and then got back in the pool. And then, you know, around like 1:30, we saw that the line for the tram was getting long. So we hopped in line to be able to, you know, get taken back to the boat.
Okay. That's a fun fact about the Bimini Islands in Bahamas. Ernest Hemingway, Martin Luther King, and also Adam Clayton Powell have all visited that island. And and I think Senator Adam Clayton Powell, he actually had a home over there, and Martin Luther King would kind of visit him during his, you know, during the civil rights movement. So it's a small little island, but it packs a lot of history over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I can definitely tell, like, even just being there, it's like, you know, you can tell, like, this was always, like, someone's home. And, you know, they got something that they could, you know, use for tourism, you know, to make some money. So, yeah, was, I would really like to be able to have the time to kind of, like, visit all of the areas. Because you could see, you know, different things on the ride from the ship to where we were going.
Okay.
So they had like a lot of, you know, a lot of things to do. But it was like, you know, if you had the excursion that you were going on, they basically took you, you know, straight there.
Right.
But they did have shopping, and they had a free beach. My brothers went to the free beach, and then they went to the fisherman's village where there was like, you know, you can get souvenirs and, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Okay. Very nice. And they the boys had a good time as well?
Yes, they did. So they did the free beach, and they were like walking around. They even took a video, and someone was out there playing music, and they were out there dancing. And so, of course, you know, after a while of being out in the sun, they headed back to the ship probably maybe an hour or two before we did, so they could go ahead and eat and stuff.
Okay.
But they had a good time.
Perfect, perfect. So you're back on the ship, and now you're headed over to Grand Turks. And so you get to Grand Turks, what are your first thoughts?
So we originally did not, so my room, we did not have an excursion planned. So I will say that I do like the fact that you were still able, as long as the excursion was available, you could still buy it while you were on the boat. So literally, they opened at 7:30 in the morning, the excursion desk. My boyfriend went down there, and at 7:30, we were able to get something last minute. And I want to say we got the last four-seater golf cart for a guided tour.
Okay. So you weren't with the group with the ATVs?
No, we didn't. So
okay.
You know, there was about 19 of us. So
yes.
So half of the group did ATVs. And then we did a guided tour where we would drive golf carts, you know, with a line of people. And then my two youngest brothers and my mom and my aunt, they kind of just explored the area, because the Grand Turk port was kind of like a little bit more like a luxury port to me. Like when you get off and you go through the duty free shop, there's a Margaritaville to your right.
Yes.
There's a Starbucks. There's a lot of shopping. So it's like, even if you didn't have an excursion, it seemed like a very like nice place to still like walk around. However, I will say it felt like we were right on the equator, because the sun there in comparison to Bimini, it was so hot.
The sun was sunning.
The sun was sunning. I mean, I feel like we all got five shades darker at that port. So it was, you know, they had places where you could stay cool. The Margaritaville, you didn't have to pay anything to get in there. If you wanted like food or drinks, of course you would have to pay for that, but they had a pool there. So, you know, if you didn't want to be on the beach and if you were done shopping, there was a pool, you know, that you could get into. And we stood there for a second because they were doing like a, kind of like musical chairs.
Right.
For the kids, but it was, they had to go find something that she was asking them to find. And it was really cute to like see how everybody came together for this one little girl. She had to be like 5. So they were like all helping her like get her stuff. And it was really cute. The beach there was beautiful. It was nice.
I think they have some of the most beautiful water out there.
Yes. And it could be because the sun was hot, but the water in Bimini was colder than the water in Grand Turk. But it was great. It was great. And yeah, and our guided tour was great as well. We basically followed a group of people on golf carts. We had, I think, a total of 3 or 4 stops. So we were able to stop and shop. They had food trucks if you wanted to get like some local food. We were able to see the donkeys that they had on the island. We were able to see the salt ponds, and they, you know, basically told us the history of how slaves used to, you know, take the salt, you know, bag them up, and they used the donkeys to take them to the port to be shipped out all over the world.
Very interesting.
So it was like we got to kind of do like sightseeing, but then we were also kind of getting like a history lesson at the same time. And we also learned that the place that people visit the most is the Providenciales Island, which, you know, I had no idea. I thought it was all the same. But they said that that's where their international airport was. But the Grand Turk Airport was going to start receiving international flights within the next few days.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's like it seems like they're, you know, kind of like getting back on the map. You know, I want to say they said the whole island of Grand Turk was about 7 miles long.
Yeah, it's not big at all. Yeah, you probably could have took a trolley around the whole island that day.
Yeah.
Which, what you were going to do, they do have some little, you know, eateries, locals, because I have other clients, and they kind of like to get away from the Margaritaville and kind of go over there and patronize some of the local restaurants in the area. But yeah, it is small. It is very small.
Yeah,
but beautiful. But
yeah, and you know what? I feel like I appreciated the realness and the history of it, you know, versus the side that people most likely go to when they go to Turks and Caicos. Because there was a church that was celebrating like 104 years of being in service. And then the first high school there was like 102 years old. So, you know,
wow.
There's so much like rich history there.
Right. Wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
But we enjoyed it. It was just really hot.
Well, it sounds like y'all had good weather all the way then.
Yes, we did.
Good. So now we're back on ship. So did y'all do any onboard activities? Did you catch any shows, any comedy shows? Or
yes, we did. So we did bingo a couple of times because there was a $1,000 prize and then there was a $5,000 prize. So we were like, yeah, we're definitely going there.
let's try this out.
Right. Yeah. So we did bingo a couple of times. We went to the Deal or No Deal show. We did do a comedy show one night, and as well as the cruise director, he hosted a Love and Marriage show, and it was hilarious.
Yes, they are always fun.
Yes. And there was also a ladies pamper party, and at the same time it said free massage taster. So I brought my boyfriend with me because I was like, oh, like there's a free massage taster, like we're going to be getting like hand and arm massages. But it was actually the ladies pamper party.
Okay.
so he wasn't the only guy in there, but they were kind of doing like, you know, DIY, like how to do your facials at home, you know, skincare. Right. So I and being an esthetician, I was tuned in. You know, I was like, what product is this? And, you know, answering all the questions. So it was a really good time.
Nice. I guess your boyfriend also had a great time as well then. He was getting pampered as well, right?
Yes. So they were walking around passing out the products on our hands. And so they were like, okay, you can apply it this way. So he was using it too. And I want to say it was at one of the, we went to the first, they were passing out flyers for, I forgot what they called it, but I guess it was like a, what did they call it? Basically, they were passing out or giving out free stuff to the people that attended. It was like the first thing or the first show on the boat, kind of like, you know, letting you know what to expect on the cruise. And while you were there, they were doing raffles. And so it was so crazy. I was trying to get our other crew members on the boat with us, and my boyfriend ended up winning a diamond necklace.
Whoa!
On a raffle. Uh-huh. So I got
nice, nice, nice! That is awesome. Wow.
Yes. I was like, you know what? This is the beginner's luck. Because he got that. And then we also went to the casino. And he was doing really good in there. I got my 10 little dollars and lost it all. So he was having a blast.
Oh, man. Yeah. I stick with the penny slots. I don't mind putting 5, 6 of them brown boys in the machine at a time and letting it ride. But yeah, when you're talking about quarters and dollars and five, yeah, count me out.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Good, good, good. What did you think about the entertainment, the singers on the show, and you know, or did y'all catch any of those in the theater?
So we didn't, so my mom is the show person.
Okay.
So she went and she enjoyed it. There was this one show, I think it was called Soul Something. And when I say like everybody like around us was like, yes, we're going to that show. We were pretty much tired out every night by doing everything that my daughter wanted to do. So we went to bed at pretty decent times almost every night, except for the last night. So we pretty much like went to, I want to say shows the night, you know what? And we did two, we did the Love and Marriage, we did the comedy show, and we did the club all in one night on the last
Okay.
Cause we were like, you know what? We got to catch these shows before we get off the boat. But we were tired out from, you know, the pool and taking her to do whatever she wanted to do. So yeah, but we were able to catch a few things.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad. And you know what? And it's normally like that. Once you start packing and you getting your bags, you know, together, everybody's trying to get that last little drop of vacation in on that last night. So you like up late and, you know, and just trying to get everything in before it's back to reality.
Yes.
So to speak. So, now, I know one of the places that everybody talks about, did you guys sample those guys' burgers?
Yes. So, I had a plan, okay? The plan was to get on the boat, do the muster station, and then go straight to Guy's Burger. And that's exactly what we did. And they were good. They were good. And I love that they had like a, I guess like a system, because you weren't in line long at all. And then you were able to put your toppings on the burger. So literally they handed you the bread, the cheese, and the meat. And then you were able to, you know, top it off with whatever you wanted. So
right.
It was probably one of the fastest lines that we had ever, you know, gone through on the boat.
You know, I don't know. I'm not really a burger type person, but I love those burgers. I don't know what it is.
They're good burgers.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about those, you know. I don't know what it is, but I used to hear people talking about Guy's Burger. I'm okay, it's just a hamburger. But then when I actually tried, I'm like, this is actually pretty good. And the fries were great, too. So,
yes. And yeah, I love Guy Fieri and the Food Channel. So I was like, listen, if it has anything to do with him, I'm trying it.
Now, on this ship, did it have his barbecue place? Because he does have a, he's partnered with Carnival, and he has, I forget the name of his guys, maybe it's just Guy's Barbecue, and it's only open on sea days on certain ships, so, does this sound familiar to you? If not, then it probably wasn't on your ship.
No, so it was not, but I did, like, in my TikTok and everything research, I did see that he did have a barbecue spot, but it was not on our boat. So there was the Guy's Burger, and then the other kind of, like, free, I guess, like, specialty food that they had was the Blue Iguana.
Okay. Yes.
So they had tacos, and then they also sold wings during so they did tacos during a certain time, and then once the tacos were done, then they did wings. And so we were seeing people with like this huge plate of like 20 wings, and they looked so good, but we were never able to catch them. But we did try the tacos, and they literally were making their tortillas fresh right there. So they were. I'm an authentic person. So when I get tacos, I get like the corn tortilla. You know, I don't usually get anything but cilantro and onion on it. But they had the flour tortillas, and they were like freshly made, and they were really good. Like, you know how you get a tortilla from the store?
Right.
And if you have too much meat juice, it breaks.
Right, exactly.
Like, it did not break at all. It was so good. So we went there about twice. It was really, really good.
You know, the ship that I was on, they were also serving it, like, for breakfast. An authentic breakfast burrito for breakfast, and that was good as well. So, yeah, they do an excellent job when it comes to, the Blue Iguana over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and those breakfast burritos came in handy because we actually ate that the morning of debarkation, because of course the other buffet lines were really long because everybody was trying to get breakfast, you know, at the last minute. But we were able to get in line and get a breakfast burrito, get out real quick, and was able to eat before it was time to get off.
Okay. Now, did y'all spend any time in the main dining room? Did you eat down there at any time during breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Yes. The main dining room was like our best friend when it came to dinner. We definitely did it for the sea day brunch, like before getting off the boat for the excursion. But we were pretty much in the main dining room like every night, and we enjoyed it. We found a little loophole. There's like a tiny writing at the bottom that says you'll be charged for the third entree. Which means that you can get a second appetizer and a second entree for free, like with it being included. So if there was like something extra that you wanted to try, like you were able to try it.
You know, and that's actually something new that they started doing is charging for that. Because when I first started cruising over in the late 90s, it was pretty much a smorgasbord. You could like tell, especially when it was the, you know, lobster night, you can keep it coming till I fall over out the chair, you know. But I guess in a sense to kind of cut food waste, because people would order, you know, entrees, like three or four entrees at a time, and a lot of that would go to waste. I think to offset that, they started charging an additional charge after, you know, the second one. Do you remember what the price was? Because I think they initially were going to roll it out around an extra $5, or is that different now?
I have no idea, because we were always full. We, between the appetizer, the drinks, the entree, the dessert, like, we were always full. So, I won't, like, even, like, and I have the greediest little brother. he was always full too. So none of
now. Wait a minute. You've got three brothers. So which was it? Which of the brother was the greediest?
All of the brothers that I have are some sort of twin.
Right.
So it is the last set of twins, and he's the oldest of that set.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he's like kind of in the middle. He's the one that is like always like eating up everything. But like literally by the time we've had our appetizer, you know, they come out with bread, you know, so it's like by the time you do all of that stuff and then, you know, maybe order a second entree or maybe order a second appetizer depending upon what they had, we were pretty full.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of quick on that bread. That bread and that butter, and then if you got a glass of wine, you're pretty full. You're pretty stuffed.
Yes. Yes, and it's so funny because we have a running joke in the house now. We're like, one of our main server was, his name was Tommy. We're like, we need Tommy because we don't feel like figuring out what to eat for dinner.
Oh, that is fun. That is fun. Well, getting off the ship. So now we've ended. And how was the process of getting off? Was it easier getting on the ship than it was getting off the ship? Or was it, you know, about equally the same?
So at first, because for some reason, we were the last 2 days, our, cruise ship internet was kind of going out. So they were like, oh, you know, please use your hub app to set your debarkation time. But we literally couldn't. So we were able to go to guest services and say, hey, you know, we can't do it on the app. And, you know, they gave us a time. They gave us tags for our luggage, you know, and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was just a little confusing because they were like, we're going to tell you when to come down through the hub app. And we were just kind of like, well, we don't have, you know, access to know when they're calling us. So what it was they just told us what time we were supposed to leave. So we just went down at that time.
Okay.
And so I think it helped because there wasn't like a bunch of people at one spot at one time, like getting off the boat. We had to show them our card. So, like, there wasn't a line backed up for that.
Okay.
It was just when we got to the area where our luggage was, you know, there's a line for if you have a passport and there's a line for if you have birth certificates. And so I did end up having to stand in line for the birth certificate because we did not get my daughter's passport in time. But it was always moving. You know, like, it wasn't like, oh, like, I've been standing here for 10 minutes. Like, no, it was always going. So, okay. It was a pretty smooth process. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, it's normally that the birth certificate line is a little bit slower than the passport. So, highly recommend getting a passport.
Yes.
So, to wrap things up, what is your favorite thing about the ship, and what was your least favorite thing about the ship? And third thing, would you or would you not cruise on that ship again?
I would say being a foodie, my favorite thing was the food. Just being able to like kind of like not have to worry about what I was going to eat that day, and then for the selection to actually be good, because you know you always hear like, oh, like, you know, you're eating on a cruise ship, like, what do you expect the food to be like, you know, blah blah blah. But I actually enjoyed, you know, every meal that we had, even if there was something that I chose that I was like, I could have picked something else. I had the ability to pick something else.
Right.
That was, I would say, like, that was my favorite part.
Okay.
I would say my least favorite part, and this is just me choosing something because I really, you know, enjoyed every aspect. But I did sign up for a couple of consultations in the spa through the Ladies Pamper Party. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, they tell us to choose a time. But I guess if someone was coming in for a paying service.
Uh-huh.
They, you know, chose that person over you pretty much, which I was like, you know, I get it. Like, I'm an esthetician. Like, I understand, you know, make that money. But I was like, hey, y'all, like, y'all said that my appointment was at 3:15. It's 3:45, and I have to get to bingo by 4. Like, I need y'all to, you know, I guess it was just like they needed a better system.
Right. But y'all need to win this $5,000. Y'all need to win.
Exactly. So I was like, you know, maybe a better system of the people who are servicing paying clients and then the people who are servicing the people who signed up for free consultations through, you know, that Pamper party that we went to.
Right.
But literally otherwise, like, I have no complaints. Some of our in-room gifts that you sent us, you know, they were delayed, but we still got them. So really, you know, everything was great. Everything was fine. And we were like, all right, when's the next cruise? Like, we are definitely, you know, planning on going on another one. We were docked next to the Carnival Mardi Gras.
And oh, yeah.
They had the one with the roller coaster on it. So
yeah,
we were like, okay, we see which boat we're going to get on next.
Yeah, the Mardi Gras is very nice. They do a 7-day itinerary out of there, and they actually had the first shack restaurant, Big Chick, on the Carnival Mardi Gras, and his chicken sandwiches are good. I mean, he could really rival either Popeyes or Chick-fil-A even. I mean, they are good. They really are good. So, yeah. So when you're ready to plan that one, definitely give me a call.
Yes. Yes, we definitely will. Oh, and my mom wanted to tell you, she said, again, thank you so much. She had a blast. And she was like, thank you so much for helping us.
She's so welcome, and you are so very welcome. You really deserve all the applause, because you were like the leader of all of it. You were taking questions from every which way. So just trying to make this a special event, for your mom. So kudos to you too.
And it's so funny because I don't know, even though it's your job, I wanted it to be less work for you. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, tell me what problems y'all are having. And if it's above, you know, my intelligence, then I'll text Miss Glennis.
No. I didn't mind the questions. And, you know, if other people wanted to reach out too, which a couple people did, you know, not many, but because you were playing defense.
Right.
On that. So. But again, thank you so much for, one, allowing me to assist in planning such a milestone birthday for your mom and for you and your family, and also for taking time out today to have this conversation. It has been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much. We had a great time.
I am glad. I am so glad. So thank you, and till we talk again about the Mardi Gras, perhaps.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right, then.
If you've been inspired and are ready to book your next cruise on the Carnival Freedom or the Mardi Gras, please visit our website at www.AtlantaTravelAssociates.com. And I'll also leave a web link in the description section below. I'm G Free, your cruise therapist, and I hope you'll tune in for more cruise therapy. Until our next therapy session, thanks for listening. Bye.